Happy Easter to you, a streaming your host, Afeni Victor David, and welcome to the first episode of the Power of the Mind series. It's a monthly series that enables you to actually know the power that your minds carry. I would advise you to actually make use of a earpiece or an headset to enjoy this ride. Sit and enjoy. Many actually focus on what the mouth will eat, yet forget to feed daily the one that gave them what the mouth would love to eat, the taste, quantity, and even the pictorial image of that food. The mind is the element of a person that enable him to be aware of the world and their experience, to think and to feel, the faculty of consciousness and thoughts. But according to my own definition and my own dictionary, the mind is like the CPU, that is the central processing unit of the body, where all things are being kept for record's sake, just like the storehouse of the human body. Most times I see people looking to and fro at other humans just like them. As human as I am, I could tell they admire the passerby and love everything the person put on, yet in that same day haven't admired what they are on. From the writer's corner, the writer must be able to communicate to the senses organs of the man, that is the five senses organ of a man: the tongue, the ear, the eyes, the nose, and the skin. He must be able to communicate to the five senses organ. As a writer, you must be able to communicate to the eyes, that is the seeing part of a man. That is, when a man is reading, he must be able to see, that is imaginary, everything that is being written. So today we are going to be on the sight. A child once admired the way his dad takes his beer. 7 at a go, yet not drunk, yet he sees another man takes just 2 and vomit oceans. His dad keep taking it often and often, and this boy keeps seeing this almost every time, till this very day that this boy decided in his mind to take just like his dad. His goal was to go to 7 bottles at a go, just like his dad. So he went to their fridge and he brought out 7 bottles of beer from the fridge. He opened just one, and at the sip of just one cup of the beer, the whole world had already known that he has taken what he isn't supposed to take, that is beer. Now what had happened, he had actually looked and he had been controlled by the sight that he was looking at. Just like I said earlier on, the mind is like the storing house. It stores every information that you see, everything that you see every day, it stores it. That's the reason why you don't need to start looking for a pizza picture before you can actually desire and feel like taking it. But just by you picturing it, you can imagine it. You see, the last picture you actually took, it was being stored in your mind, just like your camera. It was being stored in your mind to the extent that the next time you actually feel like tasting that thing, the picture will come. You don't need to see an apple before you actually start getting eager or hungry to take an apple. It's true. That's because right where you are, it might not be there physically, but imaginary, it is there. Now, where do these images come from your mind? That is, what you've seen before that is now playing again for you to actually see it again. It is impossible for you to see something you've not seen before. Absolutely impossible. But you can only be able to see what you've seen before. That's the reason why a man who haven't seen a cup before would never think of a cop running after him. A man, maybe he haven't watched a movie of ghosts. Obviously, he won't be able to tell what a ghost look like. Remember a child, so naive. He can talk anything. He can touch it as long as he has that understanding that anything he sees, he can touch. But the day he touches a fire and it burns him, then that's the day he stopped touching it. What had happened? He had an understanding and it has stored in his mind that when you see something like this, you don't touch. So the first thing to do to control your mind is by controlling your eyes. Your sight need to be controlled. You need to control everything you see, everything you see. Because not everything you see is actually eatable. Not everything you see is touchable. There are some that you touch and it harms you just like fire. There are some that you see and it destroys your mind. It makes you to do things you are not supposed to do. So the first instruction I'll be giving to us this week in this first episode of Power of the Mind is control your mind. Control your mind. Because everything that you put into your mind, it actually has the effect of making you to do things that you generally or naturally don't want to do. It has the ability. Because the mind actually controls everything of the body, everything that the body wants, everything that the body does, it's the mind that actually controls it. So, I repeat it again, control your eyes. Thank you.